Communist China right here, Maine MAGA parent silenced by school board in clash over trans athlete. By Dylan Gwynn on April 11, 2025. A school board meeting in Maine's capital of Augusta turned contentious on Wednesday after a parent in a MAGA hat was silenced by officials while railing against the state's resistance to President Trump's trans athlete ban. Nick Blanchard denounced Maine's insistence on continuing to allow males to compete against females in women's and girls' sports while wearing a MAGA hat. He also introduced a petition to have Coney Middle and High School principal Kim Liscombe removed from her position. However, when Blanchard shamed the school board member who voted no on returning to the 2020 interpretation of Title IX, Augusta School Board Chair Martha Witham cut Blanchard off, saying she would not allow negative comments. Liscombe is currently the president of the Maine Principals Association, MPA, which supports transgender athletes' participation in school sports based on gender identity, Fox News reports. Blanchard, who not only wore a MAGA hat but also a t-shirt with a picture of Maine Governor Janet Mills that read, "You're fired," began his talk by praising the six members of the school board who voted to comply with the Trump executive order and revert to the 2020 interpretation of Title IX, which did not allow males to compete in female sports. However, he also strongly criticized the one board member who voted against it. "Good job and thank you to the six members that voted to go back to the 2020 interpretation of Title IX. And shame on the one board member that voted no," Blanchard said. Witham pounced on Blanchard's comment, saying, "I'm sorry, but negative comments will not be allowed." Blanchard then returned to reading his petition. "This petition is asking if you, the school board members, will put up a vote," Blanchard began, but was quickly cut off again by Witham. Witham told Blanchard that his comments contained defamatory remarks and that he would not be allowed to continue to speak if he continued. When Blanchard asked Witham to explain what was defamatory about his remarks, she told him that she didn't need to explain that. "These comments will not be tolerated at the meeting directed toward us or to anybody else in this room," Witham said. Blanchard attempted to de-escalate the situation by not referring to Liscombe by name. "So, as most of you know, someone who is the president of the Maine Principals Association," Blanchard began before being once again cut off by Witham. "Nope, close enough. I'm sorry, you're done, Mr. Blanchard," Witham said, and ordered him to leave the speaker's podium. As he walked away, Blanchard shouted, "Communist China right here." Maine has become a flashpoint in the battle over trans inclusion in women's and girls' sports. The U.S. Department of Agriculture froze funding to the state last week, and the Department of Health and Human Services has already referred the Maine Department of Education, the MPA, and Greeley High School to the Justice Department, Fox News reported. Friday is the deadline for the state to amend its current policies or face another referral to the Justice Department by the U.S. Department of Education.